podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I have a girlfriend. I've known her for a few years. We actually met through another mutual friend. But ever since I've known her, she has been single. She's divorced. But her divorce was actually something that I didn't even believe when she was telling me the stories, because they have a really great relationship. It was just amicable. They grew apart.
It can happen, you know.
I'm like, wow, this is a true story. They have one little girl. And so it's been, like I said, I've known her for about 2 years. So that she's probably been divorced for about 3.5, close to 4 years now. And she is so amazing because she's like, look, I want whoever my ex-husband ends up with, I really want this woman to, she's going to be around my kids. So I want to get along with her.
I've got friends of mine who are divorced women who say the exact same thing.
Right.
They're like, I might not be crazy about my ex, you know, getting back together with someone else, but I want it to be the right person because they're going to have a big influence on my children.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so she is just a pillar of maturity and good parenting.
Yeah.
But then she says, so I've been thinking, because my ex hasn't really been, you know, seeing anybody, and, you know, we still kind of hang out, and why don't I set him up? So that way I can kind of have some power over the woman that's going to be around my kid.
Have you guys ever known anyone to set up their ex?
Oh, hell no. I don't even talk to any of those bums. So this is why. This is such a foreign situation.
Set him up with a punch in the face.
I'm trying to imagine my ex-wife trying to set me up. Because we're great friends, too. We get along very well.
If you think about it, no one knows you better, you know, as well as your ex. You know, there's a lot of
that's kind of funny.
Pros in this situation. So I say,
and she's got really good looking friends.
Yeah. So my girlfriend tells me this plan. I say, good for you. This is amazing. But then she starts talking about it. I guess she was on her lunch break and one of her coworkers kind of heard this plot. And the coworker is like, well, hey. Well, I've always thought that your husband, and I can't even believe that this woman said this. Like, I've always, you know, when I've seen him around, you know, at events, I've always thought he was kind of a great guy.
Oh, wow.
Why?
I see where this is going.
Yeah. So now the coworker is asking my girlfriend to be set up with her ex-husband. Do I need to assign names to kind of make this easy?
No, I think we pretty much get it.
So now my girlfriend is like, look, I want to set him up, but I want to set him up with anybody except for my coworker. I get it. You know, so it's like all or, you know, like, can you put restrictions on this plan that you've hatched?
Well, wait a minute. Just because she's a coworker?
Does she like the coworker?
Right.
It's not that they don't get along. Yeah. I mean, she's fine with it, but I think she's thinking down the line. It's like, well, what if they're together at like Christmas and then we have to have a Christmas party together? Mm-hmm. And she's, like I said, she's a pillar of maturity and good parenting. She's still a female,
though. She's always around.
What about that's a weird dynamic. If you imagine going to everybody else would love it at the Christmas party, because here's woman A who used to bring this guy, and now he's back at the Christmas party, but he's on the arm of somebody else.
Woman B.
Yeah. So, and then my thing is,
I like that.
Gals always want what they can't have. I don't care how mature you are, how old you are, how, you know, who you are. You always want what you can't have. And so I'm like, well, what if they do strike it off and you start hearing all these great stories and then you start to kind of...
I miss him.
Right!
We never had those good times.
It could happen.
He never held me until I fell asleep.
He never wiped away my tears with rose petals.
But yet, gosh, if this is a nice coworker that she works with and they get along, it's like,
hold on
what's
a second.
The problem?
Go back a step. That what you guys were just talking about, is your friend back in a new relationship or is she single?
No, she's single right now.
So that could, what if she set up the coworker and it caused
Am I kind of catty for bringing that to the table?
Going ping pong back and forth between the women at this company.
I don't know whether I should feel sorry for the guy or like, right on, bro.
No, that's great.
So, I'm a ping pong ball.
So yeah, you know, I thought she was being all
just a piece of meat, and I'm okay
really
with it. We're talking about whether or not you would set up your ex on a date with somebody. Maybe you're divorced, but you've got a great relationship with your ex. Would you set them up with a friend of yours? I find that really interesting. Here's Marcy. Hey, Marcy.
Hey, good morning.
What do you know about this?
Well, about 25 years ago, my ex and I, of course, were not getting along, and we became exes. And I lived in an apartment complex with my four kids, and I really got along well with the apartment manager, and I liked her. She was funny and smart and kind, and I said, you know, you should meet my ex. And then I told him the same thing, and I said, you should really meet her. And they met, and they've been together probably over 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
You were a little matchmaker.
How long That's were great. You with your ex-husband for?
8 years.
Wow.
Wow. What was it about her that, you know, just kind of set you off to that? Like, she'd be perfect for him.
Well, she was a single mom, and we just had a lot in common in the ways we thought about raising kids. And
it probably gave you a lot of comfort then to know that your kids, at least half the time, were going to be in the hands of somebody who thought the same way you did.
Who cared?
Yes. And so when my kids went over to their house, I knew they weren't getting away with anything because we agreed on and we could talk. So
that's pretty cool.
Perfect. I love it.
I'm glad to hear the happy story. Have things turned out happy for you as well?
Yes.
Good
yes, very.
You. I'm so glad to hear. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All
Have
right,
a good day.
You Bye. Too. Take
That's
care.
That's like just letting it go into the universe and look at what wonderful things could happen.
Here
it's
comes
like
Dawn.
Frozen.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
All right, what's your story?
My experience was the opposite. My ex had set me up with one of his acquaintances, and then they would have like some activities and stuff together. And when we were together and talking about, he would talk to him about things that we were doing, and it ended up making my ex extremely jealous.
Oh, yeah. Oh. See, there's that.
So, and he was like, wow, you guys are doing this, and look how happy she is. She wasn't happy like that with me. She didn't cuddle with me or hold my hand out in public. I mean, it was different. So it made him very, very jealous, and it actually hurt the close relationship that we had with being exes. It put a little wedge in there.
Oh,
poor
guy was jealous.
You weren't flattered that he still loved you?
Did he try to get back with you?
Yeah, but no, that's not happening. You're an ex for
reason. No, you go, girl.
Oh, and did it ruin the new relationship?
Yeah, it didn't last long. It only lasted maybe a little bit over a year because it was just too strenuous. It really was.
Well, that sucks.
I mean, it came down to the point, it's like, let's not go there because of him, and we don't want to make him uncomfortable because we knew.
You're showing up at your house.
Listen, when you date somebody who's got an ex, that's another whole dynamic that you've got to keep in mind is what that's going to be like. Because you are like suddenly,
you're dating them. Too.
You're inserting yourself into their life also.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And that's
it was difficult. And then the closeness that we had with my ex, it wasn't there anymore.
Ah, damn it all.
Well, darn it.
Dawn, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Y'all as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is why I date young. I date with no baggage, no exes, no kids.
What are you talking about? You're like the queen. You are like
Samsonite.
You have
so much baggage. You've got more baggage.
I know I do, but the men
Nobody
I date
would date
do not.
You.
You've got more baggage than DIA.
Yeah.
I'd never set you up with anybody.
I know. Poor gentleman caller, really.
Oh, it's because I'd want to keep you for myself.
Oh.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.